What's up, you dumb bitches? It's me! When I first met you, didn't realize I'm gonna fuck you up! I'm gonna fuck you guys up! I'm gonna fuck all you up! With some fucking knowledge! Some big brain knowledge! Guys, we need, as Americans, to all start taking Viagra at the same time. I have noticed that when I take Viagra and I go to work, not only am I rock fucking hard for 8 hours, but I feel more alive than I ever have before in my life. If you mix the drugs Viagra, cocaine, and fucking meth, you will be the Tasmanian devil at your fucking job. You'll be, but a clean one. You'll be the organizing tornado that everybody wanted you to be and what they hired you to do. You will be more successful on Viagra, cocaine, and crack, and fucking all that other dumb shit than you ever will with any other drug ever. Ever! I quit smoking weed because whenever I smoke weed, I cry, I get in my feelings, you know, I call my mom and I tell her I love her. What the fuck? Who loves their mom in 2019? Fuck loving your mom. Yeah, so drugs, man. I think drugs are an essential part of any business. What the fuck? Sorry, I thought I was getting pulled over for a second. Man, I think they, I thought they almost caught on to me. Which they won't. Cops are fat fucking retards who eat donuts and beat their wives. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit crazy today, guys. I'm still kind of, going through my withdrawals from the 16 pills of Viagra I took this morning. And, they say that if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, to please consult the doctor. I say, fuck that shit. I think you should start a OnlyFans, start a live stream, and have people donate money to you for as long as it's going on for. Am I right, fellas? Women, you got the right idea. Every woman I know has an OnlyFans. Have you noticed that? It seems more women now than ever have OnlyFans. Brilliant. Nothing more, you know, there's nothing more in my life than I have ever wanted than to spend $20 a month to see some pregnant bitch rub her belly up in fucking KY jelly and play fucking Beethoven through her dumb fucking retarded baby's ears with their headphones for $20 a month. I mean, guys, women, they know what they're doing. They got it right. You know, and I'm not even kidding. Breaking character here a little bit. When I say I was on Instagram and I went through my stories, this fucking bitch got pregnant, and she posted on her Instagram story with a price list, $5 for a picture of her belly bump, $10 for a picture of her oiled up pregnant belly, and $35 for a video of her fucking oiling up her pregnant belly. What the fuck? If this isn't late stage capitalism, I don't know what is. I'm being dead serious. I'm not even joking. I'm not even motivating you guys when I say I literally saw that. I couldn't help but laugh. And what made me laugh even harder was the fact that the bitch made a post right after that saying, if I get any messages, any dumb messages saying some dumb shit, you're instantly getting... Bitch, you're fucking charging people to see your fucking pregnant belly! What the fuck do you think they're gonna say? I mean, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with people? So, here's my idea, guys, right? I'm gonna start posting bulge pictures. $5 to see a picture of my bulge in my jeans. $10 to see a picture of my bulge in my underpants. And $20 to see a picture of me telling you to go fuck yourself. Alright? Fuck all that shit. Who wants to see that? It doesn't make any sense. So, next time I get my wife fucking pregnant, I'm gonna make that bitch start an OnlyFans so we can buy fucking baby cribs. I mean, what the fuck is this shit, man? Yeah, that's fucking retarded. You know, I think there's a couple of 16-year-olds on OnlyFans right now, too. I wouldn't be surprised. Selling toe pictures to some 38-year-old Arabian man from fucking Saudi Arabia. It doesn't... What the fuck is happening? So yeah, guys. Do as much meth and cocaine as you possibly can, because we're just spinning on this fucking rock in the middle of the universe. Who gives a fuck if you OD like my boy Chris Farley? The only thing that matters is that you partied your ass off. So, guys. Did you guys see that banana that was duct taped to a wall at an art museum? Give you a hint. It was me. I sold 3 different art pieces, quote unquote, where I took a banana, a literal banana, and I taped it to a wall, and I charged the dumb fuck who owns the fucking building $120,000. I sold all 3 of my pieces for $120,000 each. That's $360,000 that I made in one fucking day with some duct tape and some Chiquita bananas. That's my happy song. That's the song that makes me happy. That's not the song that makes me happy. I got a couple of songs that make me happy. One of my favorite songs that make me happy is pretty much anything from Cardi B. Just kidding. I don't like Cardi B. Just kidding. I stan Cardi B. If your name is Cardi B and you got a fat ass and some nice tits, you win in my book. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So I've been thinking, guys, how's about we start a business? We're going to be a PR group, only PR. I want a team of at least 6 motivators. 6 motivators to go out there, sell out stadiums, and give a bunch of dumb advice. Legitimate advice. I don't give bad advice. I never give bad advice. If you think that I'm giving you bad advice, turn off this fucking podcast right now. But please share it with all your friends. I really do think that's the next wave of the future. Just give out a bunch of vague advice that you guys have heard. Here's some vague advice I've heard. It's called the 8 Steps to Success. I think the acronyms are BBW something. I know it's Beyond Time, be prepared, work a full day, know your territory, fuck a fat bitch, and eat a lot of sandwiches. I learned that. I learned that from one of my last jobs. It gave me a lot of clear and insightful knowledge, especially fucking a fat bitch part. You know, I had a lot of friends that say, fucking a fat bitch is like driving a cyber truck. It's a lot of fun until somebody breaks your windows and catches you driving said cyber truck or having sex with said fat bitch. Now, I personally think having sex with a fat bitch is just more cushion for the pushing, more area, you know, more woman to love on. I like my bitches 300 pounds plus. I'm going to just be honest with you guys. I used to watch My 600-Pound Life, not because I think TLC is a great program, which they are not, but for the sexual thrill. Guys, if you don't have a fat bitch in 2020, you're doing it wrong. You're ending the year on a skinny note. We stand fat queens. Especially loud fat queens. You know, the fat queens that go into your McDonald's and fucking raise a hellstorm when they drop their drink because their fucking drink tray was fucked up or something, or their fat ass couldn't wait to get in the car, so they tried to fucking put the straw into the lid too fast and ended up just crushing the whole fucking drink because of the weight of their fat ass hands. So, really, guys, 2020 is right around the corner. Let's start setting our goals for what we want to do for next year. I think something that we all should come together and agree on is I think we should legalize cannibalism. Now, I know what you're saying, Seth, that's a crazy idea, but you can't lie to me and tell me you haven't thought of it either. I think legalizing cannibalism is the wave of the future. I think that instead of going to the grocery store and, you know, buying pork butts or fucking getting cilantro and all that other dumb shit is a waste of time. When your grandpa dies, look, you ever hugged your grandpa? Bro, that meat will fall right off the bones before you even fucking cook it. I'm telling you guys, it's a great idea. My boy Jeffrey Epstein, he's cannibalized a few people. I mean, he's told me about it. He says it tastes just like pork. I'm thinking I'm going for it. So, bacon-wrapped feet for next year is the ultimate goal. Speaking of feet, so I've been blowing up Sarah. I've sent her even more money. And, guys, I got the feet pics. Yeah, so I got the feed pics, guys. I got them. Pretty impressive, actually. She's missing a toe, which is really cool. You know, I like my bitch's toes to look like piano keys. You get what I'm saying? I don't mind if a bitch has a couple of crooked fucking toes, man. That's just the way that the game works, bro. Your imperfections are your perfections, baby. If there's anything that I could say is that the love of the woman comes from her soul, a.k.a. her foot soul. I love feet, and I love women, which is why I think feet are the best. So, ladies, send your toe pictures, send your feet pictures. My alias is Dan Schneider. I used that alias for a while. Especially working with Nickelodeon, Dan Schneider. You know, like my boy Harvey Weinstein over there. I used to degrade women until they'd show me their feet. Be like, hey, you can't. I'm not going to promote you to head manager unless I see them toes, big girl. She had to be fat, too. I don't hire skinny bitches. Cankles only in this office. So, you know, just something to think about going into 2020. Cannibalism, I think it'll save a lot of money. It'll save a lot of heartaches, because at least you'll know that your grandfather wasn't fucking incinerated by some, you know, guy that looks like the Undertaker, but instead he was slow roasted in your own back, in his own backyard, while the family comes together and has one last meal with him. It's almost biblical, guys. I love it. I think it's something that we should really take seriously going into 2020. By the way, that reminds me, guys, I'm running for president. Give it up. So yeah, I'm running for president, guys. So I haven't announced it yet officially. It's not official, but I'm going to make it official by just saying it is official. But it's not yet because there's a lot of paperwork and legal shit I got to go through first. But yeah, I'm running for president, guys. Woo-hoo! I'm running as an independent. I am running as an anarcho-capitalist. I think that the government shouldn't even exist, and I think that the people should control the free market. I personally think that if you give the free market into the hands of the people, they will vote with their dollars. It only makes sense, guys. You know, for example, heroin shouldn't be illegal. I think that you should be able to buy heroin anywhere you go. I think you should be able to go to CVS and get a fucking nickel bag. I mean, it just makes sense to me. Do you guys really think that Monsanto would have gotten big with anarcho-capitalism? No! It wouldn't have. You think lawsuits would exist? No! Fuck lawsuits! Lawsuits are gay! Every time I get sued, I just call the fucking accuser a faggot, a gay boy, until he gives up his fucking... It works, guys. I'm telling you, if you just make fun of the person who's accusing you of something, they back down. Ad hominems work no matter how much you think they don't. So yeah, I'm running as an anarcho-capitalist, aka an independent. I don't think I'll win, but it's not about the votes, it's about the message. I'm running on legalizing cannibalism. I also think that Jeffrey Epstein should be revived, which he's not dead, by the way, folks. It's a PR stunt. But I think Jeffrey Epstein should be revived. I think that we need to make... I think we need to make guns super legal. By super legal, which is an actual term, I think super legal guns should be a government-mandated weapons, is what I'm going for. So if I become president, every single person, man, woman, or child, is going to get a government-mandated AR-15. Hey, I don't make the rules, guys. I just write them. I think that I think it's a great idea. You know, it's statistically proven that if every child has an AR-15, they are not going to get kidnapped and sold into a trafficking ring by the government. Which I promote, by the way. Any way that you make a dollar, buddy, hey, man, I'm all for it. If you got to kidnap a couple of kids, fuck it. Nothing against you, buddy. I think, you know, anarcho-capitalism would be one of those things. You can, with my anarcho-capitalism, you would be able to steal a child off the street with no legal recourse. Now, a lot of people are going to be saying, oh, but Seth, that's a bad idea. What if your kid... My kids aren't going to be playing on the street by themselves, you fucking retards. I live in a gated community. I don't need to worry about my fucking kids getting kidnapped. You know why? Because I've got a lot of money, and I don't need to worry about it. It's you broke fuckers that really need to worry. You know, the Egyptians and the ancient Greeks, they used to sell their kids into slavery all the time. So, I think we need to bring back that tradition. go back to our roots as a civilization where the beginning of democracy, aka Greece, and go by their principles as a nation. Something else I'm going to be running on in my 2020 platform is I think government-mandated girlfriends. Guys, there aren't enough girlfriends to go around. If you look at the statistics, women outnumber men, right? But the lower 80% of women, the top 80% of women, go for the top 20% of men. Now, if we don't have a government legally mandating that you get a girlfriend, which is what South Korea has done, not even kidding, you can look that up right now, South Korea, I'm not even bullshitting here, wants students to start dating each other because of their low population, their low birth rates. Now, I think the same thing. Now, I know what you're going to say. Seth, I thought you said you wanted an anarcho-capitalist state. Yes, I do. But here's the thing. You can't change the game if you're not a part of the game. It's not like I could go in, become president, and just topple down the government. The checks and balance system will not allow it. There's too many people in power for me to do that. Gay! I know. But what I can do is I can bring a lot of food to the table, and I can bring a lot of food for thought, and I can put these topics into the minds of the United States citizens. You know, I was one of the first people to get their own school bus going to school. I think that every child in America should have their own school bus. Now, I don't believe in group busing. I think that creates a herd sheep mentality, which is unhealthy for the average mind. I think that all of us should get our own big yellow limousine to pick us up in the morning. Now, this is going to cost a lot of money, and it's going to cost us a lot of time. You know, especially when you have 10 kids that live in the same neighborhood, instead of using one bus, we have to use 10. But hear me out. Studies have been done that show if you ride on a bus by yourself with your bus driver as your chauffeur, you are 33% more likely to be successful in any business venture that you take part of in your nearest future. Now, that's a statistic I just made up in my head, but it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. I say we need to go back more to common sense and stray away from the statistical bullshit that we've been force-fed as a society. Who says that I, as an individual, can't make up statistics in my own head? You know, I'm a nihilist. I don't think anything matters. And I especially don't think that fucking statistics matter. If you're going to come up to me and tell me that Joe Schmo has a fucking one-third chance of, you know, dying in a car accident as opposed to flying in an airplane. Guys, reality is what you make it. And if you think you're going to crash on that plane, you will crash on that plane. If you think you're going to die in a car accident, you will die in a car accident. But here's the thing. If you think that you're going to be president of the United States, you're going to be president of the United motherfucking States, baby. Break the simulation. That's going to be my slogan for 2020. Break the simulation. Join me, your daily motivational speaker, in order for us to take over the presidential field. We will become the anarcho-capitalists that America has been dying for. We are the heroes that America needs but does not deserve. And if there's anything else that I could end this podcast on, it's something that my mom used to say. If you have nothing nice to say at all, go fuck yourself. Thanks, you guys. Love you. Just kidding. Go fuck yourself. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, rate, comment, do whatever you gotta do. Add me on your social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, any of those fucking podcast things. I don't know. We'll be right back.
need a bag of dicks.